For WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael. It wasn't too long ago that Western Michigan University graduate Matt Gerard was on American Idol. Last week, 2009 WMU alumna Megan McNeil made it onto NBC's The Voice. I interviewed McNeil after she won a spot on The Voice, putting a twist on the weekend's Can't Feel My Face. You spent a lot of time here in Kalamazoo. I understand you call it your second home. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I do. So I went to Western to study sales and business marketing. I really created a family for myself there. It's where I started singing professionally. And so I really make no differentiation between the people that I know and love there from the people I know and love in Chicago.
So Jennifer Hudson selected you.
Yeah.
How has that been? She's your mentor, so to speak, right now, right?
It's an incredible opportunity. It's been wonderful. I mean, I don't know if there would have been another opportunity to have such a powerhouse mentor give me hands-on feedback in the way that Jennifer did. So that's been magical, an opportunity I'm really grateful for.
She went on to have a successful career after American Idol. One of the things that she said when you were selected, she says she's a firm believer in artists being who they are. And she said she sensed that about you. What do you think makes you stand out?
That's always been a difficult question for me because I love and appreciate so many different types of music and sounds. And I think that you'll find that, especially, coming to like a live show, you'll find that I touch on really all of it. Sometimes the vocals are sweet and subtle. Sometimes they're, powering out. Love jazz, soul, R&B, rock. I think that makes me unique because I like to touch on all of these sounds and genres. Really what I just like to tap into is the raw, genuine emotion that I'm feeling in the moment. So if I'm feeling a bit more subdued, you'll hear a vocal to reflect that.
Are you also a songwriter?
I am.
What types of subject matters do you like to touch on?
Really, the range of human experience. I talk about love. I talk about heartbreak. And then different variations of love. It could be romantic, love of self, love of fellow man. Minus the romantic piece, self-reflection. It really depends on some of the co-writing that I've done.
Your first album was Mindset in 2011. What do you see as your ideal career after you're done with The Voice?
I definitely want to release the studio project that we've been working on. Really excited about it, and I think that it will reflect a lot of growth. And then I just want to travel. I want to tour. I really enjoy spending time overseas. And then also, I have a passion for children, youth. I don't necessarily just say children. And since becoming a mother, that's only increased exponentially. So I'd like to do some youth programs and maybe invite some of my friends, my talented musician friends, to come and do workshops with youth and really spark something in them, like fire sparked something in me.
Musical workshops?
Yeah, maybe work on songwriting or beat production or arranging, just a full range of musical aspects.
Clearly, you've had to make some sacrifices for your art. What kind of sacrifices are you having to make?
But definitely, you have to make sacrifices to sit down and learn 30 songs in a matter of, for instance, right now I need to learn about 18 songs in 4 days.
That's a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was doing Mindset and graduating from college and preparing to go to that tour in Europe, I had to learn 36 songs on the plane ride over.
I know artists don't like to be boxed in, but what is your sound and who are your musical influences?
If I had to choose a genre, because you're right, it's hard to capture it all in one, I would say soul. Because, our souls are complex. And so that doesn't always have to sound like deep, gritty vocals. So I would say that it's soul music. It is what is inside of me that I pour out when I'm approaching a song. And I have influences from Steve Vai, phenomenal guitarist, to Stevie Wonder, who's one of my favorite writers. I mean, his songs are masterpieces. You can like frame them and put them up on the wall.
The Voice airs Mondays and Tuesday nights on NBC. For a longer version of this interview, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.